Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Okay, so Meir Hashem, we're up to Shir number 8 in the Indian from the Machloek Teramak and the Rabbami Pandri. So, you know, just a Chazor Kitzur, we saw in the Shomimun Makadmin Barichos, the sheet of the Ramak and the Rabbami Pandri, that the Ramak holds that when it says Ein Tzorik in Kabbalah, that's referring to the Baal HaRatzon, meaning that when we want to be misboinen and understand what's the pnimius of the Seder Shtalshlus, what's Menia, the Shtalshlus, that the Baal HaRatzon could shoot to it. And the Rami Panoi, he holds that when it says Ein Tzorik, or even Sibir Rishoino, that's referring to the Ratzon, not to the Baal HaRatzon. And we saw the Tzema Tzedek explained because the Rami Panoi had a Shiloh that if we're Meyachis, the my separation to the Baal HaRatzon, the Chor that's more on the Shinui. So therefore, the Rambam Pani said that the my separation is through the Ratzon. And this Ratzon is called Ein Tzorik and Sibur Rishoino, and it's Kadmon Kitamusoi. And we saw that the Shemimun Kadmon explained that it's not called Shneers, Chas V'Shalom, because the Baal HaRatzon is Miyuchad with the Ratzon. So Vada L'Kuli Alma, the Eivish Talent is the one, Rishis Bar Lekim, the Eivish Talent, made the Bria and it's showing that the manik the Bria. The machloek is it aliyadei the rotzin or is it kilu straight without, you know, without them source of the rotzin? And we saw in the Shomer Emunah Mekabim that Avada Lekuli Almo, there's no machloek in the Yisoidus of Emunah, which is Avada Ula Tfilis and Avoidus is today the Shalens, meaning that even Lefidur Mami Hane, Berus is the Libo, Avada, everything is today the Shalens. Just when we say words, Baruch Atah Havayah, that's only to the Rotsim, because to the Baal Rotsim can't be mitar any words, the Nivra can't be mitar any words. But if I avoid the Tfilas, is to the Baal Rotsim, the Kol Yalma. The Machoik is only when, in the Torah in Kabbalah, when it says, Ein Sof, Sibir Shoino, who's that referring to? So we saw the past Tushim, the Tem of Tzedek explained, you know, the whole Inyan Barichus, and we saw yesterday that he said that Mitan Echod,
Rabbi Rona, just real quick, when you say Tzibur Rishayna, doesn't that always have to be the Baal HaRatzon? It seems like always has to be the Baal HaRatzon. That is really the Tzibur Rishayna.
No, so when the Rishayna used the Lashon Tzibur Rishayna, rather they're referring to the Baal HaRatzon. But the Rambam Tana says clear that we saw in the Shemim Munikan, we read it, that even the term Sibur Rishoino is referring to the Rotzin, because the Baal HaRatzon, we can't be Magda and say the Eivishter is called the Sibur Rishoino. The Eivishter is called Sibur's Kala Sibur's, meaning he's Me'al any Sibur's.
Right.
But any Toyer, any Gedder can only refer to Rotzin. And that Rotzin is called Sibur Rishoino because it's Kadmon Kitamusoi.
And what's the exact touch of those words? What is that?
That means that to understand that the Rotzin is called Ainsev and Sibur Rishoino, the Rambam Pani explains that this Rotzin always was. The Kadmos of this Rotzin is like the Kadmos of the Eibishter, meaning just like the Eibishter was the first, so too this Rotzin, it was never a time. And obviously, in the Olim Tzolim, there's no time, but there was never a time that it wasn't around. This was who Shmoy Levad, that even before the Bria, there was always the Eishter and Shmoy and his Rotzin. And the Ramak said that, we saw that Shamimun Makarim explained that the Ramak didn't want to be Makabal this Shito, because it was a Shiloh Shneez. And we saw the terrorists, but the Ramak didn't want to be Makabal such an Indian. So we saw two main kudos from Tzedek, that one is that from the Arizal Sharm and Beis, we have Achro and this Machloikis. Because the Arizal Sharm and Beis says that the Keser, which is Atik and Arich, Atik is called the Bechina Achroinish Be'ein Tzoyf. So from the Arizal, you see that he's Machriya between the Ramak and the Ramami Panit. Because if he's calling the Keser the Bechina Achroinish Be'ein Tzoyf, so first you see not like the Ramami Panit, because he's saying that the Keser is the Bechina Achroinish Be'ein Tzoyf. And Lefi the Ramami Panit, the Keser, that is the Ein Tzoyf. So you see, Mitzarech, the Arizal is not going with the Rambam Panoi. But Mitzarech Shaini, that if the Arizal says that the Keser is called Bechin Achronish the Ein Tzoyf, so that can either be like the remark that says the Ein Tzoyf is called the Baal HaRatzon, because then it wouldn't pass. You wouldn't be able to say Bechina Achroinu. So obviously the Arizal is being Machri and saying that Ein Sof is not the Kesa and it's not the Malar Otsin. So what we saw yesterday that the Talmud Sadek explained that the reason why the Arizal has to come to this is because Mitzad Echod, rather we have to go to the Ramak that there's no Bechina which is Karmic Kamusri. Not like the, you know, the Pshat of the Ramam and Tanu. We're not, rather the Rotsin is not Karmic Kamusri. Any Bechina, any Netzal was always the Eivishter made all the Netzalim. But Mitzad Sheini, we saw that the Pshat of the Ramak is that the Ramam Tani had the Shail of Shinui. That if we refer to the Ein Sof as the Baal Rotsin, L'chol that's more on Shinui. So we saw by Rishus, the Talmud Tzedek explained the chilik between the Mamali Kolalman and Tzoyvi Kolalman, that when the Mamali Kolalman, that's Mislavish within the Prodei Hishtalshalos, and that's, you know, Avada, that would be a Shinui to that Dargo. But Tzoyvi Kolalman, like says in Tanya, even though it's Ani Mokhik, which is Mamali, all the Oilim is, but since it's Tzoyvi Kolalman, meaning it's Lamaila from Mislavishus, so the Hishtalshalos won't be going a Shinui to the beginning of Tzoyvi Kolalman. That's how he was mad with the remark that Ein Sof could refer to the Baal HaRotzin and there's no Shinui because it's the Bechina of Tzoyvi Kolalman. But what we saw is that he said that even though that's how the remark goes, the Pshat of the remark, but the reason why the Arizal was Machir not like that is because the Eivish Talent we can either call the Tzoyvi Kolalman. The Eivish Talent is higher than being a mocker for Olamas. And therefore we can't be Miyachis the Baal HaRotzin to a Bechina which is called Tzoyvi Kolalman. So again, this is what we're holding now, that we're trying to understand the Achrav, the Arizal, between the Ramak and the Ramam Ipanri. So what we're saying is that the Arizal is taking the Milos of the Ramak and the Ramam Ipanri, the Milo of the Ramak, that he's not going with this Indian that is a Rotten, which is Karnu Kikad Musoi. We're saying that only the Eivish Talent is Karnu Kikad Musoi. And Mitzad Sheni, we're not going with the Ramak and saying that the Baal Rotten is called Tzoyvi Kolalman, because on the Baal Rotten we can't say even Tzoyvi Kolalman, because Eivish is higher than being Mug of any Oilimus. So then the Shail is, then what is this Ein Sof that the Arizal is referring to? That's this last piece in the Talmud Tzedek here in the Nun, and that's for Rome. Yeah, it's Omid Kofayin Ches in the Nun, which says Acha Inyan. So it says Acha Inyan, who kipirish Ein Sof, who ora nimshaf me amor al derech moshul. That what is the Achra of the Arizal? What does it mean, Ein Sof? Ein Sof means the Or which is Nimshach from the Mor al Derech Moshul. Sha'or hu me'ena mor mamush. That the Or that comes out from the Mor is me'ena mor mamush. U'pashu betachsa pshitus. Ve'en shayach boshum gede proti rotsin v'chochmo. That he's in al Derech Moshul. If we refer to the Baal Rotsin as the Mor, so Or that comes out from the Mor is this or is going to be me'en hamor mamish, and it's going to be poshut b'tach sabshitus. Rakhsh in kol zahareya or ha'or b'alvo kolui choshub l'gabe hamor. That this or, which comes from the mor, even though it's poshut b'tach sabshitus, but it's only a ha'or from the mor, and therefore it's kolui choshub l'gabe the mor. V'zeru shenikru or ein soif or dafku. That this is what it means, or ein soif, or from the Baal HaRotzin, or from the mor, or meaning a gilui, that it's a gilui from the mor, but it's kaloi chashiv because it's only a or and a gilui. Kaloi al derech moshul hashemesh nikr mor, but ziv shaloi nikr or. The al derech moshul, if we call the shemesh a mor, and the ziv, the shine that comes out is or. So the or, even though it's poshut and it's made like the shemesh, but about it's kaloi chashiv because it's only a ziv, it's only a shine. He tells us that no chashivus. And this or, this is what is called Shemoi. That on this or, which is Men Amor, that's what it means, the Man of Chazal, that we saw many times, that Atzlo Nivra Oilam, Hayuhu Shemoi Bilvad, Shahoya or Kol Bamor. That when it says Hayuhu Shemoi Bilvad, it's saying that even before the Briyad, who is the Eivish, that his or, which was Kol in the Mor. That About this oil is not like the Shemesh, where when the oil is showing down from the Shemesh, the Shemesh doesn't have a Bechiru if this oil should come out. Rather, the oil comes out of Hechrich. Saying by the Eibish that this oil, which was called in the Morah, and which is made from the Morah, about its Betoina Boyri that it's made, and that's the Makor for the Oilimus. So, Loch in Ingus, Kal to Oil, the Morah, Koinum Bis Oilum, Yishlonish, Urak, Bechin Tichoilis, Mashiach, Bechin Tichoilis, the Koyach, the Morah, Lahamshach, Nemenu Oil. And therefore, this Ingus, where the Oil is the Skalus within the Morah, Koinum Bis Oilum, it's called Yichoilis, meaning the Eibish is Yichoilis, and the Koyach within the Morah to be Mamshach Oil. So that means this piece is a little, you know, it's not so barichas, Temuchadik, in other places, he's more mayrich to explain the singing. And the Rishab in the Hemshech HaChodesh, like we said a few times, is also explained barichas. But what it's saying here is that the Achro of Darizal, is that Ein Sof is not the Baal Rav thing, but it's not the Keser. So what we're saying here is that the Ein Sof is called the, when it's Nichlal Kaviyachol, in the Baal Rasim it's called Yecholus. And we'll see myself in the Derech Mitzvah that he says this term Yecholus, that's what the Baal Tanya has, the Ksav Yatsun, the Baal Tanya, that he wrote this thing of, that is called Yecholus. But the Nekuda is that when it says Hayahu Shmoy Belvad, what it means is that since the Eibishter is called Yochol, and he has Yecholus to make the whole Shtauslus, so that it's nikla within the Pshitis HaBoyri, this inyan which is called the Yecholus to make the Oilemus. And on such a Bechino, we say Hoyuhu Shmoy Blavad. So therefore, when it says Ein Sof, when it says Ein Sof, we're referring to a Giloy of this Yecholus, which Mitzad Echad Abad is not the Baal HaRotzim, but Mitzad Sheini, it's not either Keser or the Rotzim, because it's not a Netzal from the Eivishter, rather it's a Giloy of the Yecholus of the Eivishter to make the whole Seder Stalsmus. So, I just want to read here from the Rashab in the Hemshech HaKodesh. It's in the Vimas of Ayoilis, Omid Reish of Ches, in the New Prince, that he says over what we just read here, but, you know, a little more clear to understand the Indian. So he says, Ache Indian, who the Be'emes Behechech Loima Sheish Bechino Sheina Bechino's Atmos. Here he's explaining the Achrov Darizal, you know, it's the same Indian we're explaining here. That from the Arizal we see that there's a Bechino which is not the Atmos, Kim Nitzim in the Atmos. That when the Arizal says Ein Sof, he's referring to Bechino which is not the Baal HaRotzim, but rather it's a, something which is Nimtu from the Atmos. Bechino Zu Nikar Gamkin Ein Sof. And this Bechino we could call Ein Sof, Shemi Bechino Zu Hu Amokar Loimimis. That when the Arizal says Ein Sof, he's not referring to the Baal HaRotzim, and he's not referring to Rotzim. Rather he's referring to a Bechino which is Nimtim in the Atmos, and that's the Mokar for the Oilimus. So it says in parentheses, that this beginner which is nimtu from the atmos is kaloi chashiv legabi de boire, because since it's only a ha'ora from the baal rotsin, so it's kaloi chashiv. Aval ain't the beginner sakesa or beginner sarotsin. This Bechino, which we're calling Nimtzum in the Atmos, which the Arizal refers to the Ein Sof, and that's the Makor for the Oilemus, that's not the Keser or the Rotzen, like the Ramani Pami said. Because on that we can't say Ein Sof, like we said, because that's Ein of Shnius. V'gam yi mukrach lefizah loymi Rotzen kodem kanal. Zeh yev shaloymi kanal. Zeh bechino to'or v'agilim in the Atmos, v'bechino to'or levad v'yetem klal. That this Indian, what Arizal calls Ein Sof, is the Ora and the Gilui from the Atmos, which is the Ora from the Baal HaRotzim. K'moshi is Bar. V'lochin hu bebechinus Ein ve'efes mamish legabi Atmos. Mikol mokom hu bebechinus Ein Sof, avaloi mitzah Atmos, ikim liyoyti min amor. That when Arizal says Ein Sof, he's referring to the Gilui of the Baal HaRotzim, which is called the Ora men amor, and it's called Ein Sof, not mitzah itself, that it's not mitzad the Gilui itself, but rather because since the whole Indian is to be Megal the Baal Amor, so therefore it's Pasha Batakhsa Pshit is mitzad that it's Or Men Amor. The Lochin Yachalias Mizay Savas Oilimus, please begin its answer. since the or is me'enamor and has the koyach ha'demor, so therefore this zechinah could be called the koyach and the shayrish of the oilimus. V'nimtza she'en ha'isavis min atmus mamash ki min ha'or shu gam kin eintzoif neshu me'enamor. So Memel, when Darizal says Ein Sof, and he's not referring to the Baal Rotna lanes, rather he's referring to the Ein Sof, which is the Or Men Amor, and that Or Men Amor, that's called the Mokar for Oilimus, Neshu Men Amor. Ba'or Yesh Gamke Madregesh Ubechinis Kadmoin, Elishazel Lloyd Ubechinis Or, Kmoish Ubechinis Mitzius Or, Kim Kmoish Ubechinis Helem Atmos Mamis. So Memel, Lefid Darizal, this is more the view of the Hemshech, but he explains it later by Rikos. Therefore, when it says Hayu Shmoi Bilvad, meaning that this Shmoi, this Or which is Me'en Amor, is Tanik Nusoi, it's referring to how the Or, when it's Nichlal in the Mor, then you could call it Tanik Sikad Nusoi. So in other words, we're saying the Hachor of the Arizal is that when it says Ein Sof, if it's referring to the Or Me'en Amor, which is the Gilui of the Yecholus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this Yecholus, when it's Nichla on the Mor, when it's Nichla on the Eivishta, it's Avada, it's Eivishta Alains, it's not a Bechino. And therefore we could call it Kadmen Kadmusri. This Or is Gavar, then on that Or we could say that's the Makosat Orimus. So Mele, that's the Hachrov Darizal, in this thing of the Ramak and the Ramani Pamir. And, you know, we're not going to read it into it now, but in the Derech Mitzvisecho, you know, it's a very important Nakuda that he says that Lefi, this whole Indian, and this is, he says that it's from Xavier Kosher from the Balatanya that calls this in Yecholus. So he says, let me just find it over the inside. So he says, the Enka Machloikis Klau, that Lefidus in Yecholus found out there's no Machloikis between the Ramak and the Ramami Panui. Because when the Ramak said the Ein Sof is referring to the Baal HaRotzon, he was referring to this Yecholus, how it's, when it's Nichlal in the Mor, it's Kamni Kehemus, and therefore he called it the Baal HaRotzon. And the Ramami Panei called it the Rotzon because he's calling it Al-Shem, what's going to be in the Gala afterwards, and therefore he said it doesn't mean the Baal HaRotzon. But Lefi the Sinai of Yecholus, Avada, there's no Machloikis between the Ramak and the Ramami Panei. So, Mele, that's the inyo of the Achra of the Arizal, that we have a Bechina which is called Yecholus, which is Karmen Kikat Musoi, because it means that the Eivish has the Yecholus to make the Shtauschlus, and about that that's not a Bechina in the surface on the Eivish, the Mele you could call it Karmen Kikat Musoi, and when that Oris Nizgala Begiloi, then that's called a Mokra for Oilimus. As mentioned, we'll stop here, but, you know, Samen Chesidus, this inyo is a very big thing because the whole avoider is to be nizdabing and to be megala. This Indian, how Nishmat Shol is one with the Eivishter, meaning that we're mamash one with this bechin of Yecholus. Avada the Eivishter is less machshava tefis beklal, and Avada the Nivra has no shayches to the Baal HaRotzon, meaning Avada the Nivra can never be matzik the Baal HaRotzon. But this isn't the Yecholus. That's where Shorish Nishmat Shol comes from. That's why Mechsiz is very mayrich. That's why, you know, that's the vistikad of this Indian to understand that Shorish Nishmat Yisrael comes from the Yecholus of the Atmos, which is the highest Bechinu, which even the Ramak, the Mamet Panah, Darit, only Meramiz is, and the Baal Tani was Megalad the Sinyan, and through our Avoidu, we could be Zoyche, to have a Shaykh to the Sinyan.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.